Vort from Lady Yitzhak of the British, about the fact that the name that the Torah gives for this holiday is always Chag Hamatzos. The Torah calls it Chag Hamatzos. It does not call it Chag HaPesach. Any reference to Pesach in the Torah is always referring to Erev Pesach, when we bring the Korban Pesach. It says, B'chodesh Rishon, B'arba Asar Yom L'chodesh Pesach L'Hashem. But the holiday of Pesach itself, the holiday of the Yom Tov, is always called Chag HaMatzos. But we, on the other hand, refer to the holiday as Chag HaPesach. So the B'dish Rebbe said, a famous idea, that just like the Gemara in Brachos tells us, that in our tefillin we have praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yachal, also has tefillin, and in his tefillin it says, Mi ki amcha Yisrael, Goyechad b'yaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Am Yisrael praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what we say. If you say Adam Zemiros, and Yerushalayim, a lot of places don't say it, Peirei Olai u Peirei Olav. Peirei Olai, the glory of Hashem is upon me. That's the tefillin that I wear, Upeiri Olav, and my glory is Kav Yochel An HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Berditcher says, Chag HaPesach is a lashon that celebrates what Hashem did for us, that He passed over the houses of Am Yisrael and He killed the Mitzrayim. Chag HaMatzos refers to what we did, that we were mishtadel to serve Him by baking matzahs. So the Torah is mishabeach b'chag based on what Am Yisrael did for Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. That's why we call it Pesach. And the Torah is that's why the Torah says matzahs, Am Yisrael did for Hashem. We call the holiday based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Am Yisrael, which is Chag HaPesach. But the emes is, Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah brings a kasha from the Eben Ezra. It's very rare. The Eben Ezra is not quoted in Tosfos that often. It might be the only place where the Eben Ezra asked Rabbeinu Tam. It's very, very fascinating. That there seems to be a stira in the Torah, or in Tanakh at least, what does the word Pesach mean? What day is it referring to? In Parshas Masai, the Torah says Beferish, Mimocharas HaPesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim the day after Pesach. Mimocharas HaPesach. Now, in that pasuk, it's absolutely clear that Pesach must mean the bringing of the Korban Pesach on the 14th, because we left Mitzrayim the morning of the 15th, and if that is described as Mocharas HaPesach, so Mocharas HaPesach is 15, Pesach must mean the 14, the day of the Korban Pesach, as I indicated, that is usually the case. So Frick, the Eben Ezra, in Sefer Yehoshua, which is the Haftarah that we read on the first day of Pesach, it mentions, Mimocharas HaPesach, the day after Pesach, B'nai Yisrael ate from the new grain. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that once they come to Eretz Yisrael, there's an Isser of Chadash, you're not allowed to eat from the new grain until you bring the Omer Korban on the 16th of Nisan, which is day number 2. And they could not eat the Chadash until Mimacharas HaPesach. And the Gemara explains, Akriv Omer, they brought the Omer, and then they ate. Now, one second. But that means Macharas HaPesach is the 16th, which means Pesach is the 15th. So we have a contradiction in the Torah. Mimacharas HaPesach seems to be the 15th because Pesach is the 14th. In the case of Yehoshua, Mimacharas HaPesach is the 16th because Pesach is the 15th, like we would call the first day of Pesach. So the Eben Ezra, who of course was a great grammarian and very attuned to these ideas, basically says there seems to be an inconsistency in what the Tanakh means by the Lashon of Pesach. Is it the day that we brought the Korban Pesach, or is it the holiday that we call Chag HaMatzos? So Rabbeinu Tam's teretz is simply Lashon Torah L'chud V'Lashon Nevi'im L'chud. That the meaning of words as used in the Torah and the meaning of words as used by the Nevi'im might be different. In the Torah, Pesach is Yudalit and Mimacharas HaPesach is Tesvav. In the Nevi'im, just like today already, Pesach is the 15th. And Mimacharas HaPesach is the 16th. And you can't ask inconsistencies because the Lashon of the Torah, the Lashon of the Nevi'im can be different, just as the Gemara says in many cases, Lashon Chachamim is different. than the Lashon of the Torah. It's a shtickle chiddush to say the Nevi'im, and because that's also through Nevuah, that they speak in different ways. By the way, Derech Agav, Tosos brings a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks the following kasha. If they were not allowed to eat from the new grain until the 16th, where they brought the Korban Omer, then how did they fulfill the mitzvah of matzah the first night of Pesach? Right? There's an issue of Chadash. You cannot be yaitzei matzah with man. Man is not, there was leftover man for a month, but even if there was some leftover man to Derech Neis, you're not yaitzei matzah with man, you're only yaitzei matzah with grain. But all the grain that they found in Eretz Yisrael was forbidden to them on the 15th. It was only mutter on the 16th. So Tosos brings from the Yerushalmi that first year, they did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah because there was an iser of chadash. So frekti Yerushalmi, but l'chaira, if the only grain that I have is chadash, and there's no other way I could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, we have a general rule that says esei dochel lo sase, which means if the only way I could do a positive commandment, the only way, is by transgressing the negative, I am permitted and even required to transgress the negative in order to do the positive, just like a bris on the eighth day. There's a mitzvah of bris milah, but a bris is chilul Shabbos b'etzem. You're causing bleeding, but if the only way I could do the mitzvah is to do it on Shabbos, because a bris on the ninth day is not the same mitzvah, so esei docha lo sase. So the Talmud Yerushalmi gives two reasons why I didn't say esei docha lo sase in the case of matzah. One reason is that the mitzvah of matzah was given before Matan Torah, and the Yerushalmi seems to lay down a rule that a mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah cannot be docha, it's not strong enough to be docha lo sase. Now the obvious kasha is the example I just gave you. Bris Milah is docha Shabbos, even though Bris Milah was given before Matan Torah. If anything, that makes it stronger, not weaker, but without getting into the answer of that difficult question, the Yerushalmi says, an asay kaidem adibur is not docha. And then the Yerushalmi gives a second answer, that this was a rabbinic enactment. Fascinating. Already in the time of Yehoshua, there was a rabbinic enactment, and the rabbinic enactment was that eino chinami min haTorah, you could eat one kezayis to override the negative commandment, because the asay is docha, the lo sasa, but you couldn't eat two kezeisim, or more than that, because that would be an aveira without the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, the chachamim made a gezeira, do not even eat the first kezeis, lest you come to eat the second kezeis, which means the Rabbanan effectively took away whoever the Rabbanan were in the days of Yehoshua, the Rabbanan effectively took away the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah that one time, because there was an Isra of Chadash. Okay, that's kind of a side point, a very interesting Yerushalmi that Taisus in Kedushin brings. But we're still back to the Ibn Ezra's very good question, and that is, what does Pesach mean? In the Torah, Pesach means the 14th, and Mimacharas is the 15th. In the Sefer Yehoshua, Pesach meant the 15th, and Macharas meant the 16th, right? So what is Pesach? The day of Korban Pesach, or the day of the Yom Tov of Pesach? Again, Rabbeinu Tam's answer was, in the Torah it means one thing, in the Nevi'im it means something else, there doesn't have to be consistency. But there is a teretz that is given, I believe the Nevi'im Yehuda gives the teretz, but others talk about it as well, that say it's a very interesting thing. We know that one of the most important aspects of the Jewish calendar is that the day begins from the night, right? Hayom holech achar halayla, right? So Shabbos begins Friday night, etc. And that's based on the pasuk Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom Echad. It was the evening and the morning, and that equals a day, as opposed to the Umos HaOlam that either come from midnight or sunrise, depending on your particular measurement of clock. We begin from the night. And again, there's actually a deep Musar in that we believe that out of the darkness will come light. Meaning, we're actually, it's a very optimistic vision, meaning to say, we start with the darkness and we end the day with the light, and that kind of shows the progression of from Golus to Geula. But the Na'ive Yehuda and the Hafla and other Svarim say an interesting insight that the din that you follow the night only applies after Matan Torah. meaning even though it's based on the verse V'hiri Baker, that verse itself was given to us as Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, under the laws of Bnei Noach, you actually start the day with the day and then the night, as it says in Parshas Noach, Yom V'layla Lo Yishbosa. Right, that the seasons shall not cease or be interrupted, day and night. So Kodem Matan Torah, even Am Yisrael, made their cheshbon with Yom and Laila, rather than Laila and Yom. And Laila v'Yom became the halacha only after Matan Torah, albeit based on the pasuk, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Baker, Yom Echad. But again, that pasuk, we heard that pasuk, we learned that pasuk, at Matan Torah itself. So based on this idea, the Native Yehuda wants to suggest that Pesach has a consistency of meaning. Pesach does not mean the holiday of Pesach, which would be the 15th, nor does Pesach mean the Shechitas of Pesach, which was the 14th. Rather, Pesach means Achilas of Pesach. Chag HaPesach is described as the day, really the night, that the Korban Pesach was eaten. Now, based on that, when that will be will depend on before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Meaning like this. The day of Erev Pesach is the 14th of Nisan. We eat the Korban Pesach that night. But Kodem Matan Torah, that night would have been described as the 14th of Nisan. Because it's Yom and Laila. So if you describe the night of eating the Korban Pesach as the 14th of Nisan, and the 15th didn't begin until the morning, when we left on the morning of the 15th, that was Mimachar Asah Pesach, that was the day after the eating of the Pesach, because the day after the eating of the Pesach, which was the night before, was still halachically connected to Erev Pesach. Masha'ein Kain, by the time of Yahushua, the Torah had already been given, and once the Torah had already been given, the night that we're eating the Korban Pesach is now the beginning of the 15th, rather than, in other words, the Zman gets recharacterized. Therefore, we can describe the 15th as the day of Pesach, because that's when we ate the Korban Pesach, and Mimachar Asah Pesach is the 16th. So, the Negev Yehuda says, quite ingeniously, that based on the idea that before Matan Torah it was Yom and Laila, and only after Matan Torah it was Laila and then Yom, based on that idea, we can understand the inconsistency because, or it's not an inconsistency, because Pesach is Leil Pesach. But Kaida Matan Torah, Leil Pesach was 15. I'm sorry, it was 14. After Matan Torah, Leil Pesach becomes 15. And that's going to change Mimachras. This, by the way, is an answer to another famous, difficult question. In fact, I'll talk more about it tomorrow. And that is, one of the very difficult questions about Pesach is the whole story of matzah. Right? The Torah tells us, and the Haggadah emphasizes as well, that the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach and we're not allowed to eat chametz is that in the morning when we left Mitzrayim, there was not time to let our dough rise. The Egyptians were kicking us out, and therefore we had to bake our bread b'chipazon in a very hurried way, and it was not able to rise. So to commemorate that geula, we eat matzah, we don't eat chametz. Now the question is, that implies that the Jewish people were prepared to bake chametz, but they weren't able to do so because they were being pushed out. And yet, the chiyuv of matzah and the prohibition of chametz appears before, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we were already commanded all of those things. So by the time Pesach morning comes around, we don't have the option of baking chametz. So the reason we didn't bake chametz is not because the Egyptians were kicking us out. We didn't bake chametz because we're not allowed to bake chametz, for whatever the reason is. So it's a famous question. The Ran asks, all the Rishonim ask this question about how, in fact, you can't even give the answer. The answer that you might say right away is, well, Hashem gave us a mitzvah ahead of time because Hashem knew the future. But that actually doesn't make sense, because it's one thing to say Hashem gives us a mitzvah based on a future event. But here, the very fact that He gave us the mitzvah deprives the future event of any significance. Because at that point, being rushed had nothing to do with why I couldn't make it matzah chametz. I couldn't make it chametz because there's a prohibition. So the Ran's answer is that in Mitzrayim, that first Pesach, the Isser of Chametz and the Chiev of Matzah was only the first day, and the other days was permitted, and it's only because of the Chipazon that we're not allowed to eat Chametz for all of the 7 days. This is what the Ran says. But the question is, that really doesn't give you a good answer yet. Because still, the first day of Pesach is the first day of Pesach. In other words, good, even if you're going to say the other days are okay, but that first morning. But the answer is, based on this cheshbon, when the Gemara says Pesach Mitzrayim only was 1 day of an Isser Chametz, that 1 day was Erev Pesach and the night of the Seder, because halachically that's the 14th. By the morning of the 15th, we were already allowed to have Chametz, because that is already the next day. Right? Pesach Mitzrayim, Noeg Yom Echad, is referring to Yud Dalet and Leil HaSeder. Okay, the Ran himself says a little differently. The Ran himself says that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Yisra of Chametz, was the whole first day of Pesach, but that was only Achila, not Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotzeh. Therefore, they would have been permitted on the morning of the 15th to bake Chametz that they would eat the next day. That's how the Ran learns. They wouldn't be allowed to eat the Chametz that they baked, but they would be allowed to keep the chametz that they baked, and it is only because of the chipazayim that we're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days. This is what the Ran himself says. And by the way, the Ran's teretz is very medoyik in the Chumash. Go back to Parshas Bo, you will see that initially the commandments of chametz and matzah were given only for the first day of Pesach, and then it says ki savayu ala aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, then you shall not eat chametz for 7 days. Which means to say, there was a clear bifurcation between that first Pesach in Mitzrayim and what would apply later. And in point of fact, it seems to be from the Chumash that even in the Midbar, for the 40 years of the Midbar, there may not have been a prohibition of chametz for 7 days, because the dichotomy the Torah draws is not between this Pesach and the next Pesach. It's between this Pesach and when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So it's an interesting question. It might actually be the case. Well, that could be a practical answer. Yeah, that might be. But I guess we could raise the theoretical question. Well, first of all, we say again. No, man is not chametz. Man is not chametz. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good kasha. The Abarbanel himself says very different, that he learns, well, the way some people learn, some of Forshim learn, it's difficult from the Lashon HaPasuk, that they baked the bread before they left. They left Mitzrayim with baked matzah. Now the question is, it's very shver. The Pasuk says, Vayeku es habotzek. That's a good kasha. So the Abarbanel learns the whole maaser very differently. The Abarbanel actually learns they left with unbaked dough, and chipazon was a miracle that even if they were, until they got to Ramses, which was the, Sukkos. Sukkos was their first stop, that Hashem took them to Sukkos so quickly that the dough did not rise. So the Abarbanel actually does learn that they left Mitzrayim with unbaked dough, and the miracle was it did not turn chametz by the time they got to Sukkos. But many Mefarshim, in fact, this is the way we commonly hear the story as children, and it's difficult to fit into the pasuk, that because of the chipazayin, we were forced to bake our dough before we took it out, and we baked it as matzah. But the question is, of course, that does not fit the loshayin, vayofu es habotzek. A share with Siyum and Mitzrayim. But be it just with one final. I understand. But that might imply they took it as Batzek, and then when they got to Sukkos, they did bake it as Matzah eventually. The question is, when they left Mitzrayim, that's the question. Did they leave Mitzrayim with Matzah, or did they leave Mitzrayim with Batzek that they baked into Matzah? That's the critical question. Most of us understand the story from the time we were children that they left Mitzrayim with matzah already, but that's a little difficult to reconcile with the word batzek. The Abarbanel learns they left with batzek, but Hashem brought them to Sukkos, the Derech Neis, and it was still not chametz stick. They were able to then bake it as matzah. One final order, you know, one of the problems that we have in Geirus is that it's brought down that a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right, a goy shabbos chayav misa, and as a result, even if they're training to become Jewish, they're supposed to be mechallel Shabbos at least in one detail: turn on a light and the like. A goy cannot keep Shabbos; it's forbidden. So one of the famous questions that people ask is, how could Avraham Avinu? We have a tradition: Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah even before it was given. But the question is, if it was kodem matan Torah, then the Jewish people were technically part of the Bnei Noach. And if they're part of the Bnei Noach, how could Avraham Avinu have a heter to keep Shabbos? So one of the tirutzim is given by the Hafla, the Chassam Sefer's Rebbe, and he says that since Kaidem Matan Torah, the definition of a day was day and then night, so the halachic definition of Shabbos, Kaidem Matan Torah, was Saturday in the day and Saturday at night. So, Memela, Avraham Avinu kept the Torah based on the form it would take for Am Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu kept Friday night and Shabbos. He was Mechalel Shabbos Saturday night. So from the perspective of a Ben Noach, he did not keep Shabbos. But from the perspective of a future Jew, he did. So that way he was able to have his cake and eat it too. He kept the Shabbos of a Yid, and he was Mechalel the Shabbos of a Goy. Now that may not work today, because today, since it's after Matan Torah, there's only one definition of Shabbos. So for Geirim, we still give them the advice to turn on the light. But you know the story about the very religious person who was learning to be a Ger, and somebody said, "You think you're such a tzaddik? Well, you should know that all of your Shmira Shabbos is an Avera, because you're not supposed to keep Shabbos. So you're not so good as you think." So the Ger says, "Don't worry about me, I carry in the Erev." Which means he was so strict that he considered the Erev to be Chol Shabbos. He says, that's my Chol Shabbos.
There's also a version that it may
throw
a Shabbos Erev Mitzvah, which is all through the in the scribe,
Yes, that's very true. But that wouldn't be the mitzvah of Matzah. So that would be the lechem oni, the bread of affliction. Yeah, that's very true. But what I was just suggesting that is that perhaps in the midbar, as a halachic obligation, there may not have been an obligation to eat Matzah.